This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Brenda Fry, B-R-E-N-D-A, middle initial L, last name F-R-Y-E. Date of birth 2/22/1966. Date of appointment December 12, 2024. Requesting physician Erika Wachmeister, E-R-I-K-A-W-A-C-H-T-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. Dear Dr. Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Brenda Fry today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 58 year old, right-handed. Caucasian woman who had a stroke in the month of October. On October 5th, 2024, she went to the emergency room because she developed numbness in the left hand, numbness on the left side of the face. Left hand was weak. CT scan of the head done, which was read as negative, but MRI of the brain done, which shows a small acute infarct in the high right parietal lobe. Echocardiogram done, which shows ejection fraction 60%. Hemoglobin A1C was 8, which was a new diagnosis for her. Now she is back to baseline. At that time, there was no speech problem, no visual changes, no gait issue. Presently, she is having some backache. Workup in the hospital shows PFO going for cardiac cath. Past medical history, DVT, renal cyst, nicotine dependence, joint pain, COPD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, overactive bladder, GERD, past surgical history, right hip replacement, carpal tunnel release, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, allergy, hydrocodone, medication, albuterol, apixaban, five milligram two time daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, bupropion, celecoxib, cholecalciferol, fluticasone, furosemide, lisinopril, metformin, omeprazole, spironolactone. Social history, she is ex-smoker, stopped smoking 9 months ago, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is divorced, lives with the boyfriend, have 5 children, family is the mother alive. Father deceased, CHF, 1 sister, have a heart issue. 1 brother is okay. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having backache. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft bulbs on present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. Oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength right-sided 545, left-sided minus 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 58-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination and MRI finding is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, acute infarct of the right high parietal lobe. Number 2, PFO. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Patient will follow with cardiologist for the closure of the PFO. They want to do first cardiac cath. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months or earlier if any problem arises. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.